This is Mija Riddell with Neil Williams in the artist's home and studio in Auburn, California on June 5th, 2014 for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art, card number one. So let's maybe start with just a description of this fantastic place that you have. And it dates to 1937, is that right?
I believe 37 or 38, mm-hmm. and it was built by a horticulture professor at UC Davis, mm-hmm. Who, when she passed away, it went to a UC Davis trust. And then the family I know got it about 65 years ago. It's in the family partnership, and it's been a rental on and off since then. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it attracted a number of groups of artists, writers, dancers, visual artists, and it's got that special open energy of that. Mm-hmm. And my wife connected with it. She actually kind of stalked it, but in a polite way.
Right.
And when it came up, we were lucky enough to get it. It's been a fabulous place to land for as long as it lasts.
Absolutely. Do you know the horticulturist's name?
I do not.
Okay.
I certainly could find that for you and
right.
supplement, but I do not.
The walls feel very thick. It's just.
They are.
Yeah.
It's brick with concrete and plaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just an exquisite old home.
And the redwood beams from the old timbers, which thank God they don't cut down anymore. They're protected, and. I believe the bricks came from a factory across the road, which built a number of houses. There's one on the hill behind us here that was also built from the same bricks that was one of Ernest Borgnine's ex-wives had assumed. And I understand she has since passed, but last I heard there's an amazing cache of two floors or three floors of antiques and such that are kind of laying dormant. So there's a number of stories like that in the area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, this area is rich in history.
Right.
We had spoken earlier, even Mark Twain and H.P. Lovecraft as writers had landed here.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Rhodes grew up here, you know, thought to be one of the more important artists of postmodern artists in the 90s and 2000s, passed away in 06, and a childhood friend, and went to the local high school. A special ed kid, had trouble reading and writing. Parents owned the local feed store. He was kind of an ag kid, but had a rare take on reality and visual arts. And I think by the time he had finished, he was in every major museum in the world, the Whitney Biennial multiple times, Venice Biennale. He had, every time he would do a show, the Germans who loved him, the young Germans, would write a book on him. But he's one of our pride and joys, and we still think about him, talk about him a lot. But it goes to the something special about this area in producing talent and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it being nurtured, ironically, by the local high school art faculty department.
Mm-hmm.
And so very fortunate. So
yeah.
From arts and crafts, art school days, I gravitated back here.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of your early days. You were born in Oakland in 59?
Yes, yeah, Highland Hospital.
Okay.
It was cheaper to have me down there, apparently, even though the parents had moved up here. My father was a county exec to the Board of Supervisors for Placer County, so he came up and started work, and my mother stayed down there because it apparently was a little less expensive. So, but grew up in this area.
Oh, so you grew up here. You didn't
mm-hmm.
grow up in Oakland.
Mm-mm.
Did you grow up in Auburn itself?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your dad's name?
James Williams.
Mm-hmm. And your mother?
Shirley Williams.
Any siblings?
I had three older brothers.
Okay.
I have two left.
Okay.
And so I was the youngest. My father was a naval intelligence officer, anti-submarine warfare, and was always involved in local